This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Righty, 855-993-7569. You know, when I listen to the news, what I'm reminded of is that the news is the unusual. And I think it's become, we've become so both just beaten into submission and all, really subdued and beaten about the head and shoulders that when the news every day is awful. I mean, when I first started broadcasting, I sort of made the kind of ironic, I guess, it was to me humorous, but probably not to anybody else, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, incidentally, remark that working in talk radio was always kind of iffy because, by definition, you worked with people in the newsroom, and you worked together, they were colleagues, they were smart people, and you became friends. And what you understood is if you walked in and they were really happy, the world was in terrible shape. There had been a plane crash, there had been a shooting, there had been a fire, because this is what their bread and butter was. It's not that they were ghoulish per se, but it's what made their job interesting and I suppose, feasible. And that was kind of a tough revelation of here were people that you liked and respected, and if they were happy, it meant the world was in terrible shape. And I hadn't thought about that for a very long time, except realizing that if you look at the news any day, which is why we try so hard to put up a good news story or a silly news story, as opposed to, okay, the world is going to hell in a handbasket and we're all doomed. So, because, first of all, I don't think it's true. And I was just saying to Jacob that I had spent some time last weekend when there was, I guess it was right after the Nice shooting, Paris is, what, 6 hours, or Nice is about 6 hours ahead of us. So everybody was talking about it, and as I mentioned, we were on the Staten Island Ferry, which is, you talk about melting pots. If somebody's not sure it's a melting pot, it's kind of a stew. And quite often, I'm the only English-speaking person on. I just love the Staten Island Ferry. I love being on the water. I love going back by the Statue of Liberty. I love the international flavor of it. I love the fact that it's free. You know, I've gotten so I know of some of the deckhands. I love the mechanics of it, that because the Hudson River is really a tidal estuary, that the tides go up and down. So landing, I love how they land the boat, and you can tell the difference between the guys who do it during the day and on the weekend. So, I mean, I just, it's one of the true play. I take everybody on the Staten Island Ferry. It's one of my favorite things to do. And I take myself on it. And this person was saying, who's not a New Yorker, was saying, in spite of the news, that look how people get along here. There, that getting on and off the ferry is kind of a hassle because you get the ferry building on both sides is huge, and then everybody's funneled through a door. And I would say I think that each of the ships holds, I don't know, maybe 1,000 people. That may not be accurate, but a lot of people. And they're all moving at the same time, and you have to get on and off fairly quickly, and you're going on a gangplank, and there's not much movement, to be quite honest, because the mechanics are such that it's not like getting onto a small boat or anything. But there are a lot of people, and they're moving at the same time, and this was very hot. And there was no real pushing or shoving. There were people of every ilk. There were young and old. There were every color you can imagine. There are people with strollers. There are old people. There are young people. There are people with bikes. And people really were polite. They got along. There was no sort of nastiness. And it really is one of those situations that could have been that. It was hot. You have to funnel a large number of people into a very small space really quickly. There were a lot of kids. And my friend said, you know, in spite of all the stuff that's going on in the world is really a better place than it was 50 years ago. that people do get along better. Now, I think New York, to be quite honest, I am, as you know, not a native New Yorker, but I am a proud New Yorker. I think this is one of the most terrific cities on the planet, let alone in the United States. I think that it's the least racist, the least sexist, the least ageist. That is, Ulysses S. Grant said, people come here to invent themselves, and so there are a whole bunch of people who come here to be actors or to be rich, and then there are a whole bunch of people who were born and bred here. And even like during the riots, when the rest of the country, when L.A. was going up in flames, everybody made eye contact. We ride the subways together, which are packed in. There are a lot of people in a small space. And, I mean, admittedly, it's not perfect. I mean, there was some woman yelling at a bike messenger or something. You know, I don't even know what it was about. But nobody that I knew at that moment was afraid that they were going to get shot. I mean, they really weren't, even though it was a very passionate fight and people were very angry with each other. But it's not L.A. It's not where you're going to get shot for a parking violation. Okay, apologies to L.A. But the point being that the news makes us believe that we are all barbarians, we're all savages, we are all hate each other, that we're all just waiting to take pot shots at each other or someone's going to take a pot shot at us. And I think it's not true. So I guess what I'm suggesting is, just as during September 11th we talked about terrorism not being about blowing up buildings, it's about scaring the living daylights out of people, that we need to remind ourselves, as one of my favorite responses from a listener did when I think we were talking about Pulse at the time, is that it was one crazy person, or one, crazy is probably not an appropriate word for a psychologist to use, but one person who was certainly, let's say, at least unhinged, that I think to shoot 49 strangers, there has to be something amiss. But the rest of the city, not only the rest of the city, the rest of the country, sort of united and said, no, this isn't the way we behave. And even a group of people who had been publicly homophobic, the Chick-fil-A folk, sent food over, said, you know, this isn't okay. So we need to remind ourselves of that, because I think that's the way we fight the unhinged, the violent, the as Taylor Swift says, the haters, the internet, and news. You know, I'm not holding the media, which I guess to a certain extent I'm a part of, responsible, because they view it as their job. But I think the rest of us have the job, and even those of us, I think, in the media have the job of trying to be a bit more balanced. And it isn't a terrible world. It isn't the fact that everybody's just out to get us. And I'm not denying the reality of the terrible things that happen, but I think it is incumbent upon us to remind ourselves of our common humanity, our kindness, our higher self, our willingness to help each other out. And I'm not even going to tell you that Florida's in the news again because they're talking about raising the amount of toxic crap that companies can dump in the water, the drinking water in Florida. I'm not even going to do that because I was on my little soapbox about kumbaya, can't we all just get along? But I think it's true. And I think what we need to do as individuals is remind ourselves of that. And I'll sort of try and do it on a daily basis. But each of you go out and, you know, it's a starfish story. You know, all the starfish on the beach, the throwing one back at a time doesn't really make much difference to the beach, but it makes a lot of difference to the starfish. So do what you can to offset the negativity and the violence and the lack of humanity and the lack of empathy. Okay? And you can call me as well, 855-993-7569. And I suppose this is exactly the appropriate moment to point out to you guys, in the spirit of what I just talked about, that it's National Bagel Fest Day. What can I do? It's also National Aunt and Uncle Day. Or as those of you in the East Coast say, National Aunt and Uncle Day. I know, I give away my vocabulary sort of regionalism by how you pronounce aunt and aunt. Uncle is easy. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're at 855-993-7569. All right, so this day in history is not necessarily going to make you feel more comfortable about the world, the human condition or evolution. As I said, anybody who's ever watched people get on or off an airplane will not believe in evolution, right? I mean, how hard is it? And it's like people have never sort of had this concept before. You get on, stow your luggage, get out of the way, let other people on. Doesn't happen. Anyway, I think as a flight attendant, I would probably not be a flight attendant. All right, on this day in 1775, there's a reason I said that. What would become the Post Office Department was established by the Second Continental Congress. It probably has taken that long for the mail to be delivered. That was a bad joke, and now my postman will never deliver my mail again. what's new? In 1788, on this day, New York ratified the United States Constitution and became the 11th state of the United States. So New York ratified the Constitution. Part of it since Hamilton, but I've been reading more about American history and how the Constitution was really a mess, and that Hamilton really got Aaron Burr, who was by Hamilton's description, was a much better lawyer and much better writer. And they wrote, there were three guys who wrote a combination of like 100 or something articles, maybe a little more than that. I think Hamilton wrote like 50-some. Aaron Burr wrote, I think, 25. And the other guy, whose name I can't remember at this moment, I think also wrote 25. They did these little editorials. It was basically what would considered an op-ed piece explaining why the Constitution should be ratified, because it was not a particularly popular document. So I was listening to the soundtrack from Hamilton. If you can't get to New York to see Hamilton anytime soon, you will see it eventually. It's going to be like Cats or Chicago or Les Mis. I mean, there will be lots of opportunities to see it without paying huge amounts of money. Probably not for the next year or so, but do get the soundtrack, because it is so word rich and so concept rich that you'll learn a lot about that whole time in history, and you'll know the soundtrack. You could sing along with the cast. No, don't sing along with the cast. It's very fast, and my favorite is when King George comes out and says, that oceans rise, empires fall, but you'll still love me, right? I mean, because you think it's a love song, and it's really to the United States. It's one of my favorite parts of the whole thing, although I loved all parts of it. Sorry, I'm doing a free ad for Hamilton, which doesn't need it. On 1803, the Surrey Iron Railroad, this is my favorite word, arguably the world's first public railway, opens in South London. Arguably. Do we know who they argue with? Apparently it's hotly in contention. On this day in 1908, U.S. Attorney General Charles Joseph Bonaparte issues an order to immediately staff the office of the Chief Examiner, later renamed, wait for it, the FBI. Dun, dun, dun. And I saw Bourne last night, which is the fourth of the series. And we decide there's identity, supremacy, and legacy. And this is Jason Bourne. And I'll review it for you on Thursday, but I will just tell you at this moment, it's probably the most paranoid movie you will ever see in your life, and the best car chase ever. In 1947, Harry S. Truman signed the National Security Act, creating the CIA. Now, do you not think that that's sort of weird, but interesting, that the FBI and the CIA were created on the same day?
It's definitely
like
weird.
39 years apart? Don't you think that's weird?
It's very weird.
Very weird. Okay. He also created the Department of Defense, the Air Force, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the NSA. So, I mean, think about that. On the same day, almost 40 years apart, 39 years apart. I don't know about today, but I think if I were you, I would look both ways before you turn on your cell phone. On this day in 1948... the same Harry S. Truman signs Executive Order 9981, desegregating the military of the United States. This is a really significant day in history for no particular reason that I understand. I mean, why would you pick today? But you can see it is. On a somewhat lighter note, we've tried desperately to get lighter notes. On this day in 1951, Walt Disney's 13th animated film, Alice in Wonderland, premieres in London. I didn't know that Disney's film premiered any place but the United States. There you go. You know, the number 13, have you ever noticed that, like, in a lot of residential buildings and commercial buildings, they don't have a 13th floor? They go from 12 to 14?
Yeah.
And my question has always been, do people on the 14th floor really think that they're on the 14th floor, not the 13th? Right?
That's a good call. I mean, oh, I don't know.
No matter how what you call it, it's still the 13th floor.
Right.
I just wondered what kind of delusional. If you really believe that 13 is a bad luck number, are you really going to feel safer on the 14th floor that's really the 13th floor? That's just a question. You know, maybe we should put that on Facebook. No, don't. On this day in 1953, Arizona Governor John Howard Pyle ordered an anti-polygamy law enforcement crackdown on residents of Short Creek, Arizona, which became known as the Short Creek Raid. So this is a politically significant day. On this day in 71, Nicolette Mill Walker completes sailing nonstop single-handedly across the Atlantic, becoming the first woman to successfully do so. You know, it'll probably be nice when we don't differentiate between men and women doing spectacular things. I suppose athletically it makes some sense because men have bigger muscles, they tend to have heavier bones. But in terms of sailing around the world or flying around the world, I'm not sure. I think the world will be somehow a more egalitarian place when we don't differentiate between who flew a plane farther, faster. Because, and you could say, well, men have more opportunities, and that's the point. On this day, this is a cool thing, too, which somehow seems appropriate with the FBI and the CIA and the NSA all being created on this day. A federal grand jury indicts Cornell University Robert T. Morris, Jr. student for releasing the Morris worm. It's the first person to be prosecuted under 1986 Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. And what he said was he was just trying to check how many computers there were. But it turns out it exposed how email was very vulnerable, how people use passwords, that, 50% of the world thinks that their emails are being monitored, and the other half use password as their password. In 1990, on this day, the Americans with Disability Acts of 1990 was signed into law by George Bush. So, there we go. There is actually a good news thing today, which I'm interested in because I've been working with the New York Food Bank for so long in City Harvest. That they have an app that will send in Philadelphia the leftovers to people in need. So you can actually put it on your phone if you're a restaurant or a grocery store, with the idea being with huge number of 50,000 people that there's going to be a lot of leftover food that could be profitably used by people. So that's good. All right, City Harvest has been doing it for years. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi. Did she give you the question?
No, you get to give me the question.
Alrighty. I'm wondering what information you might have about narcissistic personality disorder. Is this a, you know, something somebody dreamed up? Is there some validity to it?
Well, I mean, it's a DSM category. So, I mean, it's certainly an official sort of designation, diagnostic category. What is it specifically you need to know?
In my talking with a counselor, you know, and naturally because the conversation was about my, you know, husband and I relationship, and, you know, she pulled her little book off the shelf and said, let me read this to you, and she read out whatever. So is that anybody you know? I said, yeah.
Okay,
and it
so
seems like a big thing to be in, you know, then after I researched it, it sounds like an awful awful big thing to be hanging on somebody's hook.
Good point. I think your point is exceptionally well taken, Gene. Good for you. Narcissism is based on the Greek mythology of Narcissus, who was a god who was so enamored of himself that he looked, he always wanted to see how beautiful he was and kept looking in the water and actually drowned because he went in to kiss the reflection of himself that he didn't even know was himself, and he drowned. So the idea is narcissism is a complete and total focus on oneself. I would add that it probably incorporates an inability to be empathic, that it's all about, tell me what you think about me. Okay, enough about, let me tell you how wonderful I am. Okay, enough about me. What do you think about me? And that's kind of the joke of what narcissism is.
Right.
Now, the narcissism, I mean, to a certain extent, someone's going to say, well, isn't a part of narcissism self-esteem? And it would be hard to argue that. So, like many things in psychology, the deal is that what we're doing is looking at a spectrum of behavior from somebody who's maybe a little conceited, a little stuck up, like we used to talk about in high school, to somebody who is completely self-involved, who has no ability to focus on anybody else or anybody else's concerns, to the exclusion of being really incapable of being involved in a relationship. So I think your point is very well taken. Not to mention, we've got the additional difficulty here of secondhand information, that this isn't a diagnosis where someone sat somebody down and said, yes, you have narcissistic personality disorder and here's what you should do about it. But they're hearing it secondhand of, here's a guy who doesn't worry about my needs, thinks about himself all the time, da 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 da. Having said all that, is there anything more I can... we're talking kind of in abstractions, but I think your point is exceptionally well taken of, okay, even if my husband is narcissistic, then, what do I do with that? Does that mean that he needs to be institutionalized? Does that mean that he should be on medication? Does that mean it's even an accurate diagnosis? Is it kind of like reading a horoscope and, that we can divide the entire, billions of people on the face of the earth into 12 categories? I mean, are you a Leo or an Aquarius? So I think your points are well taken. Is there more that I can walk you through this or not? I didn't. You're on a cell phone that's breaking up. I hate cell phones. I know we all use them, but folks, look, if there's any possibility that you can call me on a landline, would I be appreciative. And if that's not possible, if you're using your cell phone, then park yourself, all right, so you don't break up on me. And also, you want to make sure that you're charged, would you? Okay. Shauna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
The question I have for you is that you're running into a situation. One of my daughters started losing her vision. We're in the middle of testing. But it's, the whole situation is extremely stressful for our family, specifically for myself. And I'm having a rough time to put myself together and move forward.
Okay, how old is your daughter?
She's 7 years old.
And do we know what the diagnosis is at this moment?
It might be, they call it like a Conrad dystrophy.
Okay.
Which eventually she's going to lose all her photo cells on her eyes.
In both eyes? Is it involving both eyes?
Yes. Okay. And so eventually it will involve the entire vision. We don't know how fast it's
progressing
when is it going to happen.
Right.
But I'm trying to be very strong for the whole situation, but I kind of lost myself completely. I'm very tired all the time.
Sure you are.
I'm just very, very sleepy. All I want to do is just sleep the whole time. And what can I do to just reduce my stress, or what can I do to just be able to support her in going through this situation?
Okay. How many kids do you have, Shauna?
Two kids.
And how old's the other child?
She's 4 years old.
Okay. Shauna, you and I can't do anything about your daughter's vision at this moment, and I think answers will probably help both of you. And obviously, this is really important for you to be able to help your daughter through. Is there a genetic component to this or not? Or do we know?
Yes, we know that the issue is the genetic.
So does this mean it's likely to affect your four-year-old as well?
We don't know that, but once we've done testing with her, we're going to start testing on you.
Okay. All right. So one of the things I asked you to do was to kind of look at your life and see if there's some place, for example, having an hour a day to yourself to be able to read or to work out or to take a bubble bath. Would something like that help?
Well, I'm not sure, because I start seeing a therapist and I talk to her once a week, and that doesn't help me at all. All I do is just talk to her, and I thought that my situation is getting better, but I have seen myself that nothing has changed about me, so I get even more tired now. I just wanted to
sleep
the whole time.
All right, it would seem to me one of the possibilities is to actually try some antidepressants for a while. Because what you're talking about is really classic symptoms of depression. And, Shauna, one of the ways I have of understanding and explaining depression is that it's an anger turned inward. That, and this is certainly one of the, you can see that connection of, you know, why should this happen? Why did this happen to me? You may, even because there's a genetic component, feel that somehow I'm responsible for this, which, of course, you are not. But, so I think is your therapist a psychiatrist or a psychologist, or do you know?
I think she's a psychologist.
Okay, does she have access to medication?
No.
Okay, then first of all, if you're not happy with your therapist, how long have you been with your therapist?
5 weeks.
Okay. You may want to give it a little more time or not. It's completely up to you. If you feel it's not helpful, then you may want to try not being in therapy and see if you actually miss it, at which point it may be useful to re-engage. If you feel it's not helpful, you may want to try it a little bit longer and see if it becomes more helpful, or you can just decide to try something else. If you want to try something else, I would certainly tell your therapist or go to somebody else and say, I want to talk about issues of medication. I would not suggest that you go to your family physician just because there may be issues that, and you may want to stay with this therapist and try the medication and see if the therapy plus the medication is useful. Because we know, Shauna, the research was done 20 years ago that medication plus therapy works better than either separately. And you may want to throw in some exercise, believe it or not, because we know our human body responds very well to a little bit of movement. Maybe it's just because we're indulging ourselves, but we know that it really does work very well in combating some of the severe symptoms of depression.
But right. You're not suggesting to see the primary physician at this point.
No, I'm saying I think you're better off having your therapist get you access to medication.
Okay.
Because I just think that the primary physicians are terrific, but they're not going to monitor it. They're not going to monitor. They're just going to say, how are you feeling? And
exactly.
That if you, that either you want to be in therapy with this person, I'll tell you what I would do at this moment. Unless you hate your therapist, what I would do is say to your therapist, I want to try some medication in addition to therapy with you. If the therapist bulks and says, no, I don't want to do that, then find another therapist. All right? And then I would try at least, and just getting out of yourself, getting out of your head, putting on your iPod, walking around the block by yourself. Because, Shauna, awful things happen sometimes. And what we have to do is differentiate about what we can do and what we can't do. All right? And at this moment, all you can do is help your kid. And I know it feels awful. I know it feels frustrating. I know it feels guilt-provoking. I know it feels stressful. But the deal is that you being stressed out of your mind doesn't do any good. It's not doing you any good. It's not going to do your kid any good. So what we really need to do is build you a safe place to stand. And the combination of therapy, medication, and a little exercise, I think, is going to give you some relief. You may also want to get in touch with the Society for the Prevention of Blindness. And somebody at your daughter's physician or the hospital, or go online, because there are other people who've had this condition and I think there's a huge advantage in this particular situation of having a support group, of having somebody who says, yeah, I know what you're feeling because it happened to me, it happened to my kid, this is what we did, this is what you can expect, this works. And I'm sure, you know, people, well-meaning people come up to you and say, I know how you feel, and I'm sure you're thinking, the hell you do? If it hasn't happened to you, it hasn't happened. So those three things, medication, and I would, unless you hate this therapist, I might start with this person. And so medication plus a therapy for a while and some exercise, you know, at least a half hour a day, was just for yourself. Okay. Then I think finding a support group is not a bad idea as well. And why don't you call me in about 2 weeks and let me know how things are going?
I just wanted to let you know I greatly appreciate for all your help, and you have no idea how much you're impacting other people's lives. So
well,
I greatly appreciate that.
Well, Shauna, I really, you know, I'm terribly, thank you, I'm certainly grateful that I could be here, and do feel, I know that you're going through one of those situations where there's not much you can do except not fall apart, and sometimes that is the hardest thing in the world to do. So if I can be of any use at any time, please feel more than welcome to use me, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Alrighty, so Jacob is kind enough to provide a couple of resources for me for DVDs. And so one of them has Zootopia, and one of them doesn't. So I'm going to assume that Zootopia comes out this weekend, and comes out today, and will be a huge download, which it should be. It's really a lovely movie. I know that the country has really turned, I guess, for all the reasons we were talking about earlier, into animation. That Finding Dory and No, it's what's it was Finding Nemo, was it? Right. The Dory flick and Lives of Pets, and then Ice Age. Ice Age didn't do terribly well, but the other two were the number one movies, each of them. For one was 3 weeks and one was 2 weeks. So for over a month, the number one movie in the country was animation. And Zootopia was number one, I think, for the first couple of weeks it was out. It's terrific. And it really does fit into what we were talking about, not only because animation, but it's smart, it's funny, it's about empowerment, it's about tolerance. It's just really good. And your kids will like it, and you'll like it as well. So Zootopia, as far as I can tell, a little hard to know exactly, is coming out today on DVD, as is Doe, which is going to be much more low-key with Jonathan Pryce. And it's sort of, I suppose, a pun about a baker. It was okay. The boss, Melissa McCarthy, whom I think has, up until this point, been able to do no wrong, and now she's doing wrong. I thought Ghostbusters was a mess. And it wasn't because there were women in it, just because it wasn't funny, and I just think it didn't work at all. In The Boss, she plays this kind of horrible woman, and then it would be okay if she stuck with her horrible, but then she sort of gets all gushy. I think she's terrific. I think she's really a very talented comedian. I think she's a very good actress. And when she gets with the right director, I think she's unstoppable. I think she was stoppable in The Boss. Criminal is one of those movies that sort of defies imagination. You have to, and credulity, you have to kind of suspend reality. It stars Kevin Costner, Gary Oldman, Tommy Lee Jones, obviously a very good cast, Alice Eve, Ryan Reynolds, Michael Pitt. So it's got some really cute guys in it and some good actors. An international terrorist is on the loose. The CIA agent best equipped to stop the terrorist threat is dead. I'm not giving away very much, but I tell you, goodbye, Ryan. To capture the terrorist, the CIA implants the memories and skills of the prized agent into the body of an unpredictable criminal, who's Kevin. The agency hopes that the former death row inmate will finish the operative's mission, but the mission might prove too difficult for the unstable inmate. It's a story of two brains, one body, and one very dangerous mission. I actually like this. It's not terrific. It's not going to be around when Oscars are passed out. But I think Kevin Costner, as he's aging, is becoming a better actor because he's not so much reliant on the fact that he's a cutie patootie. And he's aging. I think he doesn't look young, but I thought he was actually fairly good in this one. Sing Street is one of those kind of cute Irish movies where a 14-year-old boy decides he has a crush on a girl and he decides that he should be in a band to attract her. And so it's one of those kind of sweet, nostalgic, again, it sort of makes you remember who you were at 14 or 15, I guess, except I don't think most of us were that, but nevertheless, it's kind of one of those maybe even fake nostalgic movies, but it's charming. Nothing to object to. Hardcore Henry is kind of exactly what it says it is. It's pretty brutal. It's pretty violent. It stars Sherido Copley, who is one of those interesting actors who kind of, it's not that he plays the same thing, because he doesn't, but he has kind of an intelligence that you don't necessarily see in shoot 'em ups. Henry's a man whose past is completely shrouded in mystery. He's been brought back to life after a brief brush with death. Do we see a common theme here? While his heartbeat returned, his memories didn't. He has little idea of who he is and no clue whom to trust. That should be whom, not who. As he tries to piece together the details of his life, he must escape nefarious people who want nothing more than to kill him again. Will he ever remember who and what he is, or must he start life again from scratch? It also has Tim Roth in it. Tim Roth has made a huge career of playing sort of sleazy bad guys that you shouldn't trust. As I said, paranoia seems to be the new movie staple. It used to be that we didn't trust the Russians, and then we didn't trust the Chinese, and then we didn't trust the North Koreans. Now we don't trust each other. And it's in gobs of the movies. Okay, so The Boss, as far as I'm concerned, Criminal, for what it is interesting. It's violent. It's not certainly a kid's movie, but Hardcore Henry is a little smarter than The Criminal, but a very similar kind of story. Sing Street is sweet, if improbable. And Zootopia, if it looks like it does come out today, will be something. If you haven't seen it, it's absolutely worth renting. and you'll love it, and your kids may make you buy it just because they're going to want to see it over and over again. And have you seen any of these? But I mean, I see all these movies, and my crew, I guess part of them is that you guys are busy all the time, but you guys never seen the movies, right?
I haven't seen any of those. Nope.
All right. So, here's what I would send. If you were going to do one, Zootopia is really smart and funny, but you'd probably like the Kevin Costner movie. It's got the most kind of bangs for your buck. Do you rent movies? Do you watch them on Netflix at all?
Yeah, sometimes, yep.
Okay. That's what when I visit my daughter, we catch up on television. That's how I saw Sons of Anarchy. And, I mean, the only television I know is one that has series that she likes enough that she catches up on with me. And we have kind of these marathons. We'll sit and eat pizza, and she'll drink beer, I'll drink water, and we'll watch like four episodes. The problem about doing that, especially with TV, is they're very repetitive, not to mention redundant. That was a joke. Don't send me an email. And so if you see them, I guess the point being, if there's a week between the time you see episode one and episode two, there may make some sense to repeat things. If there's 3 minutes while you rewind or sort of go to the next episode, it does get a bit repetitive, so... But I can survive you in that. All right, 855-993-7569. Tell me what's on your mind. Maybe we should put up... We did actually put up a couple of months ago, Whom Do You Trust in Government? that was actually an interesting response, because what people said is they trust... The closer they were to the government, the more they trusted it. So they trusted local government. They trusted, like, city or town. And then the farther you got away, the larger the government was and the greater the distance, the less you trust them. But what if we put up, what makes you paranoid? Just to see what kind of response we get.
Like,
all right.
One.
You like that one? All righty. 855, hopefully not me, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.